RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews The Boss Baby, now playing in area theaters.
In 2016, storks taught audiences babies come from a magic machine and are then delivered by storks airmail. That is until the storks transitioned to a new business model, think Amazon rather than Bye Bye Baby. In The Boss Baby, babies are once again formed assembly line style from a magic machine, but rather than complicate transportation with avian middlemen, the babies arrive at your front door via taxi. The entity behind the magic machine, determining which babies are suitable for families and which to vector toward the executive track, and above all, monitoring baby love market share, is BabyCorp, a massive cubicle farm led by only a select few baby CEOs. The split between the BabyCorp rank and file and the brass also bisects how the Boss Baby's audience will perceive the film. For every fart joke, food projectile, and utterance of a phrase like poop duty, there is an equal and opposite adult joke referring to Glengarry Glen Ross, prison shivs, and Elvis. I do not believe there is a time where parents and their children will laugh at the same joke. My son and I certainly didn't. When Boss Baby, voiced by Alec Baldwin, farts and a puff of baby power ejects from his butt, my son about lost his mind. When Tim, voiced by Miles Bakshi, Boss Baby's older brother, is shackled to a metaphorical prison wall and his Gandalf-like alarm clock wishes for his magical shank, I laugh just as hard, to the puzzlement of the kid. It is not careful family planning and kismet why Boss Baby shows up on the family's doorstep, much to 7-year-old Tim's jealous chagrin. It's a business maneuver. Boss Baby is on an official BabyCorp business to thwart the ascendance of puppy love at the expense of baby love. Tim's parents, voiced by Lisa Kudrow and Jimmy Kimmel, are executives at PuppyCorp, and Boss Baby has limited time to discover PuppyCorp's new product, sure to saturate the love market and sabotage it. After the rocky start between the brothers, with Tim severely put out about the lack of attention shown to him now that there is a new baby in the house, the two decide to pool their talents so Boss Baby can move on at the end of a successful espionage mission. Director Tom McGrath, a veteran of the first three Madagascar films, saves the plot mechanics of Boss Baby attempting to infiltrate and dismantle the puppy operation for the climax. Most of The Boss Baby is the feud between Tim and the baby and their back-and-forth tit-for-tat shenanigans. The inevitable subplot of the two becoming more than allies and actually brothers simmers beneath the surface until the requisite feelings show up later, hovers around the edges, as does Boss Baby's peculiar physical nature. Boss Baby takes Tim on a BabyCorp tour, which ends up disconcerting both Tim and the audience when they realize remaining an infant is Boss Baby's long-term goal and skipping over that whole childhood and growing up metamorphosis thing. Even though the premise sounds off-putting, The Boss Baby really does land its jokes. A credit to writer Michael McCullers, whose time on Saturday Night Live's writing staff and authorship of two Austin Powers films is evident. The kids will rejoice at the thought of a baby leader pulling the wool over all the adults' eyes. And I appreciated the detail in the Raiders of the Lost Ark homage and have been quoting the Elvis sequence all week at work. Naturally, when one has to get to Las Vegas quickly, there's always an aircraft full of Elvis impersonators ready to take off from the local airport. The older siblings in the audience may identify with the "my life was perfect until you showed up" point of view. I don't know, I was the youngest child in my family. But I see where Tim is coming from. His parents really don't do the most effective job balancing the needs of their two kids. The storks never had that problem. They just delivered the packages. That is why I give The Boss Baby 2.5 out of 4 stars.
The Boss Baby is rated PG, now playing at Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.